Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the Intermediate Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so excited about today. Oh, our worship service. Oh, I just thank and praise God for another opportunity today to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm going to get ready to open up our worship service, our celebration. We're going to have I call it to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to go right on. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Shine on me. Shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me, glory, shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine me. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come on to me. Lie down thy weary one. Lie down thy head upon my breast. Shine on me, glory, shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me. We'll have Prophetess Rome to read a scripture and to pray now. This is our devotion.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Oh, God, I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory for the baby Jesus. I thank you, God, for looking down upon us, God, and sending your son 42 generations, God, just to save us, God, to fulfill or reconnect the relationship with the Father. Lord, we are grateful for this season. We are grateful for life, God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us through all these days, God, we've been going through, God. I just thank you, Lord, for being the strength, for being our shield, for covering us, God, for watching over us. Not just us, Father, even our children, our family members, our neighbors, our nation. God, you've just been so good to us, God. Throughout the year, God, you continue to give, you continue to provide, you continue to watch over us, keep us, strengthen us, encourage us, God. And you never, God, ask for much in return, Father. And God, we're just grateful on today, God. God, we thank you, God, for bringing us here once again, God, to worship and to praise you, Father, just to give back, God, just a little bit, God, what you've given to us, Father. And God, we thank you, God, for Apostle Ed, Apostle Deborah Deans, and all the saints on the line and under the sound of my voice, God, that come to worship and exalt your holy name, God. And God, we ask you, God, to just condition our hearts and our minds on today to receive, God, from the servant of God, Lord. We ask you, God, to send power and fire from heaven, God, to empower her, God, as she sees the word forward, God, that it will break off shackles, God, that it will loose strongholds in our minds, God, that it will make our minds and our hearts, God, receptible, God, to the things that you have for us today, God. May the seed that's planted on today, God, take root, God, and grow fruitful, God, to the place where we'll go to and fro and continue to proclaim the gospel. And Lord, we thank you, God, for just covering us during this service, God, just binding up all distractions, binding up any plots and plans that the enemy have to distract us and to steal or kill or destroy anything that you bring forth online today, God, in this service, Lord. And we loose, God, your perfect will, God. And God, it is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for Prophetess Rome this morning for doing our devotion this morning. I don't care. I can't sing, but I be singing to the Lord. So I'll let this old sore throat sing in a minute. It don't even matter to me. But I didn't have my YouTube thing set up, so I just went on and sang. But God is so good, and I'm so excited about doing anything for him, anything that I can do for God. I want to be found doing it for God. And I'm just crazy enough to believe that he loves to hear me sing. So believe me, I be singing to God all the time. I'm just crazy enough to believe that he loves to hear this voice. And know I sound like I don't know what, but I don't care because I sing to the Lord. And it's all right. It's all right with me, but we're going to get ready to go on into our testimonial service. I'm going to open up testimony service right now. And just a shout out to the Lord, just a word on how good God has been to us. Because if we on this radio broadcast, if we're on our broadcast today, then God has done something for us. We're here. We got our health and our strength, not a portion, but we got all of our health and strength. We got eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to praise God with. I even was singing with this old ugly throat. I don't care. I just thank and praise God. I can open my mouth and give him some praise on today. He's been so good to me. If he don't do nothing else for me, God has done enough. I'm telling you, and all that he has made me to be, everything that I am, is only because of God. Everything that I am, I'm not where I should be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be, and I give God praise for that today. Just 2 months ago, I was whining and complaining. I can't do this. I can't do that. Oh, I'm past that. I put that stuff up because we shouldn't murmur and complain. Hallelujah. We shouldn't do that. But I thank God today. He said, stop it. Stop. If you can't do it, don't do it. But don't murmur while you're trying. If you're going to do it, do it. But don't murmur and complain while you're trying to do it. I hung that thing up. If I can't do it, I have to ask God to give me strength enough to do it. And if he don't give me the strength, I won't do it. And I won't complain. Because he's been just that good to me. He's been good to me. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to keep everything that I can. You know, we all sin. It's a difference. And the difference is you're not willingly going out here sinning. You're not willingly just telling a lie. You're not willingly doing all this stuff. But when you do it and sometimes you don't even mean it like that, you don't know it, or you looking and thinking wrong, she thinks she cute or she needs to stop that, and we shouldn't be saying nothing or thinking negative. We have to ask for forgiveness. But God said we've all sinned and fall short. And as long as we live, we're going to do it some more, but we better repent. So today I'm just so grateful to God. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to him. I could praise him all day long. Wouldn't be enough. Wouldn't be enough thanks to come out of my mouth to thank God enough. Wouldn't be enough lifting him up coming out of my mouth. Wouldn't be enough glory telling you God has done so much for me and all of us. I give him praise today. So I'm going to play one song, and then we're going to go right on and out to testimony. I don't know. I'm just going to play a song, y'all. Let me see where we at. Because I can't see the name of the song, so. Thank you. Amen. 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 That is the name. God is good. And we don't give him enough praise. That's me. But there is a name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anyone with a testimony today?
Praise the Lord. This is Renee. I just want to thank God for his faithfulness to me. Just like so many others, there are certain situations that, you know, I've experienced in my life, but I want to really thank God because in the midst of it all, and, you know, just here recently, you know, just some days it just really hit me because, you know, I've been through some situations that I really felt that I wasn't going to make it through, but I thank God that not only has he brought me through those situations, because sometimes we wait until, you know, everything changed in those situations to praise God. But even when we go through, God is still the faithful. He's still the same faithful God. You know what I'm saying? We have different situations and different things that happen to us in our life. But regardless of what happens, God is still faithful. And I just think you know, God has given me some things that are eternal. These things that I have gained in the midst of certain situations and certain experiences, nobody could do that but God. He has built me up. He's taught me things. He's allowed me to even draw closer to God. Even, you know, when I wanted to give up, I couldn't give up, you know. So I just thank God for being so faithful. He's been faithful. You know, sometimes we go through situations that we may not understand the fullness of the situation, but it's a reason for it. You know what I'm saying? And I know God is just, he's just so amazing. And I just thank God for his faithfulness and thank God for just being a keeper because he's truly kept me. You know, I thank God for my mind. And there's some, it's honestly some days that I'm just by myself and I'm like, God, I couldn't see my way, but you've been faithful. Mm-hmm. Even when I wanted to give up, I couldn't give up, but God is just so faithful. And so, you know, I just thank God for his faithfulness, being so faithful to me because, you know, even not knowing how we're going to make it sometimes, we have to praise God. Don't wait until the battle is over. Just begin to praise God now. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to bring us through, you know. And one indication that you know that God is going to bring you through is you're able to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Because being able to wake up is a second chance. So I just thank God for his faithfulness today. God bless you guys.
Amen. Apostle-elect Renee. We just thank and praise God for your testimony because people don't know. Everybody go through stuff. And I can't walk in your shoes, and you can't hardly walk in mine. You might could walk in them, but you wouldn't like it. And I probably wouldn't like to walk in yours because every experience that we have is a build-up. God have us on the potter's wheel, and he be making us over. So, you know, I thank and praise God. Is there any more testimonies?
Praise the Lord. I thank God for being here. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God. On Friday, my husband's mother, they found her passed out at her desk at work, and they was able to take her to the hospital and finding out she had two small aneurysms. But I tell you, when I got there, she was talking. She still was in her right mind. She was able to use the bathroom by herself. I just thank God for he is a healer. For he had his hand over her. I pray for her whole left side of her face was black. Well, I touched her and I prayed And as we were just sitting there, her face started getting back the right color. And she was just laughing and just happy. You wouldn't even know that anything happened to her. But I just thank God for just being good, just bringing peace over the family and togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for being good, and she was able to come home today, and she's doing great. So I just thank God for just being good. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's Prophetess Sharonda from St. Louis, Missouri. And I tell you, an aneurysm is nothing to play with. You know, some people don't never come back from an aneurysm, you know, and to have had two, you know, but God is a healer. He's a healer. And he don't change. Like I told you before, he never changed. If he healed the lady with the issue of blood and he healed all the other people, he going to heal me too. He going to heal you too. He healed her too. And I just thank and praise God for that. I'm telling you, God is good. Hallelujah. I give him glory today. And I thank and praise God for touching her and for you being obedient, prophetess. Amen. Is there any more testimonies? Well, I thank and praise God again.
This is Minister Lisa Harris from St. Louis. How are you?
Amen. How are you doing, Deborah? Hey, amen. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. And hello, big greetings of peace to all my sisters and brothers and end time men and women of war. I just wanted to say hello and just thank God for another day of life. And, you know, it came to my heart, the Moni. I think I heard one of the ministers say earlier, I'm not sure who it was, that we should give God praise ahead of time. And so that is what I'm doing. I'm praising Jehovah Jireh ahead of time. My testimony is that he's going to not only give me a place to stay, but I'm going to have home ownership. Amen. I'm going to have a nice, beautiful home. And he's going to bless me with more than enough money that I cannot even imagine, because he's been saying these things throughout the years, and he's going to manifest that real soon. And also, it's time for me to get married officially. Amen, because I already know that God has a husband for me, but God is going to make that happen in the natural, so there are no questions, and that me and my husband will have legal rights and privileges, not just the responsibility, and also that we can move forward in the things of God. So I'm thanking God for restoration in my life, you know, as I'm doing his will. I know that it is his will that I lack no good thing. And I pray that same prayer for others. So, and not only will I have the provision, but I will have the health and the wherewithal to continue to stand for righteousness and to speak and preach prophetically with the apostolic anointing to do his will for his people, that we may all be free and liberated, because the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I just want to encourage somebody that to be let us be built up in our most holy faith and be encouraged that God wants us to have everything that we need in this season, not just this season, but this age and generation, because you need the weapons in order to fight the enemy. He's not going to leave us out there naked without his covering and his provision for us. So I'm just going to stand on his word and his promises without shaking and doubting in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for always being there for me. He's always been there for me, and he's not going to stop now. And I'm not going to let the devil and nobody that the enemy wants to use stop me from my faith in God and from moving forward what I know he has for me in life. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank Prophetess Harris from St. Louis, Missouri for that awesome testimony. Because I tell you, you have to know that you know that you know that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And if you don't believe it, and if you don't have faith in it, then. But God, when God see it, he don't have to say anything. But when he say he's going to do something, believe it and don't doubt. I thank and praise God for that testimony. Is there any more testimonies before I close out?
God is just so good. He's too good. I couldn't ask for any more. He is really good, Apostle. He is so faithful.
Yeah.
I know we hear some people that say, you know, I won't ask for anything else. I can't make that statement. But I do want to say he's good. He's faithful. He's loving. He's kind. He's gentle. And I'm just so grateful at my age. I'm not 50 yet, but I'm somewhere in between 40 and 50. And I still have both of my parents. Here I am facing another holiday season with my parents, and I'm so grateful. I know that may sound like something small, but I talk to so many people. If their parents haven't already passed away, they're in homes or different things, you know, going on with their life. But God has blessed me another year to have healthy parents and my children that are grown, all except for one. We're all coming together and we're just going to rejoice and love on each other and spend
That's
quality
right.
time together. You know, during the course
That's
of the
right.
year, we're working and we're so busy doing this and doing that for, you know, things here in the world, on our job and different things. But it's time, it's a season, you know, to give back, to really give back to the kingdom, because
yeah.
2017, if you've been faithful, if you've been doing what God has told you to do, if you have been obedient and allowing him to prep and prepare you, you should expect greater in 2017. And I'm expecting greater because let me tell you,
yeah.
this journey is not an easy one. And I don't care what anyone says. For me, it hasn't been an easy one. When God is pruning you, when he's prepping you and preparing you and getting you ready
mm-hmm.
for the ministry, tearing these things off that the world had put on you, things that does his ministry
mm-hmm.
no good, it does not feel good. But I thank him for being a faithful God. I thank him for being a God
yes.
that keeps and covers.
Yes.
And I'm really grateful today, thanks for his good, for his faithfulness and his goodness. And I always say
yes.
I'm so grateful for Apostle Deborah Dean, because in the seasons that we have been going through, it's not easy to find someone that's committed. I mean,
Amen.
Consistently committed.
Amen.
And I thank
yeah.
God for keeping her
yeah.
and
you.
Allowing her to lay out on the threshing floor on our behalf
thank
and
you.
On her own behalf, because she has children and things going on in her family, but
yeah.
she still cry out for us. And that's the reason why some of us are still able to press and to push on, because somebody is praying for us. So
Amen.
I'm thankful,
yeah.
saints. I'm so happy that God sits high,
thank
but he still hear
you.
Our prayers from
oh.
down low. He still allow
thank
us
you.
To continue to breathe day in and day out. So continue to praise
yeah.
the strength, my strength, and I will continue to pray for everyone else. I love you guys, and God
Amen.
Bless you, and have a Merry
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Prophet Rhone, Joyce Rhone. God has been using her and been using her, and I thank and praise God for that, and Josana. And I give God praise for both of them, and I thank you for just encouraging me. I mean, whether it's good or up or down or whatever, I got to. I can be sounding like a mockingbird, but I'm going to, if God strengthen me, like I said earlier, if he give me strength to do what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to sit. If I had to do it sitting in a chair, I'm going to do what God called me to do. You know, and I thank and praise God for his giving me that tenacity to do it. Is there any more testimonies before we close out? Amen. Well, we thank and surely praise God for every testimony that we hear today, because they are so encouraging to us and to the others and to myself, because, you know, we sometimes feel like we're going through by ourselves, and we're not. Everybody going through something, and it's only because God has us on the potter's wheel, and he's making and shaping and molding us the way he would have us to be. And because God is on his way back. Jesus is on his way back here. And we got work to do. We still have work to do. We have work to do. Even when he get back, we have work to do. So I thank and praise God on today just for him doing the things that he do for us. We go through, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or see big and great, he will not forsake us. He will not forsake us. I don't care how we think he forsakes us. He didn't. He didn't do it. So I'm going to close out our testimony service, and we're going to get ready to go on into our, hello?
Yes.
We're going to get ready to, is somebody saying something?
No, you said hello,
okay,
and I was just responding.
Oh, okay. We're going to get ready to go on into our, to the Word of God. I'm not going to even play a song, but we're going to get ready to go into it, because this is a part one and part two thing here, and it's so important. So, Father, I just thank you today for being who you are in my life. Today, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Father, that I and we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking you if we've offended anyone, if we hurt anyone, if we caused anyone to stumble, Lord, forgive us now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to search our hearts, our mind, and our spirit today. If there is anything, Lord, in there, anything, any little old thing, Lord, we ask you to burn it out. Send the fire of God today. Burn it out on today. Remove it on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you today to creating us a clean heart on today. Oh, yes, Lord. Renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we come today, in the name of Jesus, asking you now to let your anointing, Lord, fall on this conference, on this radio broadcast, on this line, on this wave frequency, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now, Lord, to bind us strongly, and in the name of Jesus, every trickery, Lord, every evil works, every negative thing, every demonic thing, Lord, I ask you to bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm asking you right now, Father, to anoint everyone, every ear that's listening to my voice. I'm asking you to anoint right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, Lord, to let me decrease 100% that the Holy Ghost, oh yes, Lord, the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and teach your people today in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I can't do nothing of myself in the name of Jesus. I can't do nothing by myself, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ask you today, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I ask you to cover them, Lord. Cover each one of them, Lord, and their children and their grandchildren and their families, Lord. Cover them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every car, Lord, every truck, every bus, every train, every plane. Oh, yes, Lord, that they own, Lord. I ask you to cover every house, Lord, every apartment, Lord, whatever it is that they live in, Lord. I ask you to anoint it today, and anoint it, and cover it, Lord, the name of Jesus. Every mind, Lord, I ask you to cover their minds today and their thoughts on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare right now over each life, every ear that has, everybody that has an ear to hear, I decree and declare prosperity over their life, healing and deliverance over their life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask you today, Lord, to anoint them with all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you know what you have for them, Lord. Oh, you know what you get ready to do for them, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, Lord, to do it now. Glory to God. I speak it right now. I speak right now. If I'm a prophet of God, I speak it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be done. Let it be so, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Healings and deliverances. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Bless this word, Lord. It's already blessed. But bless the ears to hear it, Lord. Bless this mouth, this vessel, Lord, to speak it, Lord. Lord, I just thank you today, and I give you glory, and I give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God the Lord said, it's just delayed, but it's not denied. Hallelujah. It's just delayed. I don't even know who I'm talking to. It's two or three people on this line. The Lord said, it's just delayed, but it was never, never, never denied. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's never denied. It's just on hold, just for a minute here, until you get off the potter's wheel. Oh, yes, Lord. It's never denied. It was only delayed all the time. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you thought I wasn't with you. I was with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Never, never, never leave you or forsake you. Never leave you. For the prayers of the righteous avail much. Hallelujah. Seek me while I may be found. Seek me while I may be found. Call upon my name while I'm near. Hallelujah. Day in and day out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Seek me. Seek me. Hallelujah. Seek my face. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you today. My grace is sufficient. I say my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. You don't need nothing else. And nothing else, because you got grace and you got mercy new every morning. Every time you sit up, you get up in the morning and you sit on the side of the bed, you are thanking God for new mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy, mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy today. If we didn't have his mercy and his grace, men would fall, not fail, but fall. Hallelujah. Men would fall today. If we didn't have God's grace and mercy today, but we have grace and mercy over our heads today. Thank you, Lord. I just thank and praise God today. We're going to get on with a part of this word. It's been a week or two ago. I was telling you all that I heard the Lord said, righteous judge. Well, when I prayed today and I asked God what was the word for today, he said, I gave it to you a couple of weeks ago. He said, righteous judge. And I said, what? He said, righteous judge. So I went in my place where I go to hear the Lord in the prayer room, and he started giving me scriptures, and he started giving me a word, and he started letting me know some things, because we feel like we're not supposed to judge. We feel like we're not supposed to judge, but that's not true. That is not true. We are supposed to judge. We're a righteous judge. We are supposed. I always thought that you're not supposed to judge, but we have to judge with the righteous judge. And I don't even know if I have this scripture, but when God was saying, how can you judge anybody with this big old beam in your eye or mote, whatever he said, how can you judge somebody? But see, in order to judge, we have to get that thing out of our own eye first. Then we go ahead on and do what we have to do. But we have to judge ourselves first. Even when you're taking communion, if you've read that scripture, it says if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But see, we don't judge ourselves. We don't go and see what we've done and ask God to show us ourselves and like that, so we can make that thing right and pull that big old pole out of our eye before we start pointing our fingers at somebody else. God said a righteous judge. Some people say, is it right to judge? It's right to judge. But you have to judge in a right spirit. You can't go judging from your flesh. Cause I could tell you some folks that I could say need judging, but that would be from my flesh. But we have to judge with a spiritual judging. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Holy Spirit of God, ain't no need of you trying to judge nobody. But you have to have the Spirit of God in order to judge a righteous judge. When he told me that, I couldn't imagine. The only righteous judge I know is God. But he was letting me know to teach on this righteous judge. We can judge people in a right way, in a spiritual way. We can't go in our flesh and try to tell somebody about themselves, and we got this big old telephone post peeping out of our eye. How can you do it? How many times have we heard or somebody would say, judge not, that you be not judged? How many times? Matthew 7:1 often quotes out that. And let me read it. I got it right here. Judge not, that ye may not be, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. So when you judge somebody, it better be with a spiritual judging. You can't just sit up and judge somebody out of your flesh. Girl, look at her. She know that skirt is too short. Honey, I wouldn't go nowhere with honey. And we think we holy as that I don't know what. Because eyes long and hair is short. But she ain't sitting up gossiping about nobody dress being short. Now, when it's a situation like that, We ought to go to our sister or our brother if something wrong with them like that in that way and say, you know what, Sister Cunningham, your girl, if you bend over your dress, you're going to see everything out. You know what, I'm not trying. That's a beautiful skirt you got on, but it should be about 4 inches longer. And you can say it even better than that. Because there's some ways God has showed you how to tell people, but you have to, you can't judge a person. Because some people, I've seen women come to church, this be their first week in church, they back all out of everything. Because we don't know their situation. These going dresses they wore to the club. Because they don't know no better. You know, they know that they have to come to church. They want to come to church. So they wore what they had. That was their dress up. But God don't care. He want to get them there. And then he'll transform their mind and their thoughts. But we have to have a righteous judge when it comes to judging people. It's got to be a spiritual judge. You can't sit up and judge a person wrongly and think God ain't going to get you. Because God expects us to judge. Over in 1 Corinthians, let me turn to it, verses, chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Corinthians. God expects for us to judge. It says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. He expects us to judge. Paul was rebuked the Christians for not judging. He did. Let me see if I can find that scripture. I got scriptures written down. He actually rebuked them for not judging. Dare any of you, this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, it says, dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? If the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgment of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. Leaders. No. Least esteemed in the church, the layman. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother, go to law with brother. And that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because ye go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourself to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. So God expects for us to judge. We shouldn't take nobody to court, not our brother in Christ or our sister in Christ. We should take it before the saints. That's what the word of God said. It's not what I see. We ought to be able to judge with a spiritual judge and not with our flesh. Because, again, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. If we would look at ourselves, we would not be judged. If we would do it ourselves, God won't have to do it. Now, the word judge, it varies in meanings and forms. It means judging, judgment, judges, and et cetera. And it means, and I got it wrote down, it means more than that, but when we judging people, this is the way I say it. Put yourself in that situation. Put yourself in it, in the spot, and see what you might have would have done at that time. Over in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 8, it says, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their going. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. People have refused to judge, so there is no peace. See, Isaiah was saying, if you don't judge, how is there going to be any peace? How's there going to be any peace if you don't judge? If you don't say something, there won't be no peace. Paul said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 10 to be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Why would Paul make such a statement if judging was wrong? Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 15, he says, but he that is spiritual judges all things. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Judging is not a sin. Judging is a characteristic of being a spiritual person. It's a characteristic of being a spiritual person. Satan has been lying to us, hoping that we will not judge, because he knows that the right kind of judgment pleases God and better our lives and Christian services. But we perish for the lack of knowledge. But these things we should know. We need to mute our phone. Please mute your phone. Judgment pleases God and better our lives in Christian services. Like I said, Paul rebuked the Corinthian churches for not judging, because God expects us to judge. And when we judge, we have to follow the rules. Now, just a few spiritually judged spiritually rulings in John chapter 7 and verse 21. Jesus tells us to judge righteous judgment. This can only be done by following the rules that God has established in his word. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20 says, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. There is no spirit of God in them. Our standard for judgment or judging is God's word, not our feelings, not our traditions, and not our opinions. right and wrong should always be determined by God's word. Nothing else. Because God gave us the Ten Commandments to live by. He gave us this roadmap to go by. So we ought to know how to live. There's no more excuses. None. We have to open the Word of God for everything. Live day by day in the Word of God. Live by the Word. Now, if it's something, that's done that you can't find it here in this word, in the Word of God, you shouldn't have to judge it at all. Be silent. If God's word is silent about it, you be silent. And never rush to judgment on any issue when the Bible says very little silent about it. Even when it says a lot about it, don't you rush in and just, and you supposed to do this and this. No. Because God will give you wisdom. The Holy Ghost will give you wisdom on how to do it, on how to judge, on what to say, on when to say it, on how to say it. And without the Holy Spirit, you can't do it. In love, you can do it. But out of this flesh, where no good thing lives, don't try it. Don't try it. A good example is over in Colossians chapter 2, where in verse 16, where it says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. That is, these are not subjects of great importance today. So let not make these great issues of judgment." And that's right. Because we do know God did not change his Ten Commandments. And this is for every one of us. He didn't change his Ten Commandments. And I keep the Sabbath day every Saturday. Even because the Ten Commandments said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. I don't care if nobody else don't do it. I care, but, you know, I'm not saying, oh, you going to hell because you, no. God made every day. But he specifically said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Holy. Sanctified, set apart, holy unto God. I don't hold no man to it until I found out myself. I was the same way, but I had to find out. I had to search the scriptures daily till I found out that the Sabbath was to be kept and kept holy. So we're going to stop right here because this is a very important lesson. God told me over and over, and I was telling y'all, maybe y'all could make some sense out of it because I couldn't. He was saying righteous judgment to me for 3 to 4 weeks, I think it was a month, in my prayer time. Righteous judgment. And when he brought it back to me, it just fell in my lap. Righteous judging. Righteous judge. That's. And I'm thinking, he is the only righteous judge. Why is he asking me about this? Why is he telling me this? But now I know. Because when God get ready for us to know something or learn something, or he want to teach us something, he's going to bring it to the forefront. When it's time for us to know things, it's the Holy Ghost, it's God that brings it out. I would have never thought about anything like this. So I thank and praise God for today. I'm not going to hold you any longer. Thank you for staying on as long as you have with me. I just give God all the praise and the glory today. I'm going to close out now. And you all just be praying for us here in Michigan because it's been snowing since yesterday. We're supposed to get 12 inches, and it's just coming down. Not supposed to stop until tomorrow sometime. Y'all keep Apostle and I, we're not going out maybe to Tuesday, Wednesday, but it's so dark and snowy, just snowing. So keep us in your prayers, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your word. We give you praise and we give you glory today. We magnify your name today. We lift your name up, Lord. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for each one of the end time men and women of war that's listening today, the ones that's in radio land, Father. Thank you for them. Father, we give you praise. We ask you to keep them covered as they go to their various places, as they do whatever they do on this day. Father, keep them covered. Cover their families today. Lord, we give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And you all are dismissed. I love you all. If you need to call me at any time, you all know that I'm here. I love you all, and God love you too. Have a blessed rest of the evening. Amen.